The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back here to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and I have now the infected mic, Kim. He gave me a mic where he's got bronchitis, Brian does. And so what do? I put on the wrong mic for this last interview. I'm doomed. But, Kim, glad that you're back. And we've got to talk about the Smyrna game last night quickly, a game where obviously they shot very well. And talking to Sean Middleton earlier, they hit some threes, and they're getting healthy, and it's probably bad timing for you guys at the point that they were to get hot.
Yes, sir, it was. They did shoot the ball really well. And, you know, we had a lot of good looks. John, we just couldn't put the ball in the hole. You know, something we've struggled with from time to time. We struggled to score, but, you know, had some opportunities, but, you know, it was just a tough night for us.
It's a case where defensively you can stay in games, but if the ball's not going in the basket, it's just difficult. I was talking to Alan Bush, and he was saying the same thing. They've had games where perimeter shooting just maybe get good looks and can't buy a basket. Same here.
Yes, I mean, it was tough. We came out really, really slow. We did make a really good run there at the third quarter, came out with a lot of energy and, you know, with some confidence, and that was encouraging. But, you know, just if you start out with a slow start, it's just so hard to fight back and get in that game, John.
You know, that is the thing. I think getting off to starts, and you guys have struggled getting any kind of momentum going early, but then you've bounced back in games and played pretty well, but it's all spurts, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, it just, you know, you can't go with those long droughts like we do. I mean, it's tough to overcome.
This district, of course, we talk about it all the time, and I'm not going to talk about it today because we know it's been a tough road. You've got it doesn't get any easier Tuesday night. You've got Oakland, a team that almost defeated Blackman last night, and Oakland has some tendencies. They're very athletic, but they have some tendencies at times to shoot in spurts. So does Blackman. I guess every girl team does have it.
Yes, sir.
But athletically, they're able to overcome a lot of those things.
Sure, exactly. That's what Brian and I were talking about earlier. You know, the different teams, you know, have had struggles. And, you know, it's just part of the game. You know, you got to – I guess, you know, the big thing is we got to really encourage our kids to get in the gym and just get reps in and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot, you know, this spring and summer so we can try to, you know, improve that area.
A lot of girls play travel teams, and there's some teams that girls are not able to get on a travel team, or they don't have them. That makes a huge difference too. The practice and the repetition that you do over the summer.
Sure, it makes a big difference, John.
We have got a district tournament coming up. That's going to be at Smyrna, and a big rivalry. And I know, but looking at the overall season, I know you are really have improved, and I know the one loss record and what people look at all the time is how many games you've won, but quite honestly, I have seen improvement in every game that I have actually heard that you've scored. It seems like it's better, you know.
Yes,
overall
it is picture. I mean, we, you know, we talked to the kids last night about that, you know, and this week during practice, you know, look where we've come since November. You know, look at the strides we made, you know, and we have to keep things in perspective because we really have improved. We were playing starting two freshmen, and they have just come leaps and bounds, and they have grown and matured, and, you know, they're going to get better and better, John.
That's, I think, a key, too. I mean, you can build on freshmen, what they're doing, and as well. And looking back now, Your advice, what you're going to do with them is get to work.
Yes, right.
I mean,
exactly. You know, and you know, it's frustrating for them at times just because their maturity level. You know, they want it to all happen instant, and it's just a process. It takes it's a day by day thing, and they've learned a lot about themselves and, you know, our team and you know what a program's about and the structure, and they've learned our system. You know, and those two kids are just going to get better and better. You know, they're going to bring a lot to the table.
Well, I want to congratulate you because you have improved, and that's the key in this long season. And it's long for anybody.
Yes, sir.
And for young girls. And I was talking to Bobby Leathers just a second ago and talking about how they've struggled, and they've got freshmen, and they've got 10 freshmen, I think. And the thing is, the physicality of the game they've got to get bigger. These freshmen have got to get stronger, or they're going to struggle as well. If they don't get any stronger, they've got to keep working.
Sure. You know, we'll hit the weight room this spring and summer. We'll have a blueprint of what we want to do and kind of go reevaluate what we've done this year and our coaching staff. And we'll have player-parent meetings and kind of have, you know, a game plan of what we're going to do and how we're going to get better.
Well, I know if anybody can organize something like that, it will be you.
Well, thanks.
Kim Francis, the head coach of Laverne Wolverines. I've got to cut you short a little bit because we're running. I'm trying to get to Cougar Corner and then the home show. So I appreciate you doing that. But I do want you to introduce, because I want you to introduce Cougar Corner. Now, I've done this with Coach Chambers, and he says he really messed up the first time.
Oh,
but last
no.
week he nailed it. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. But I'm going to tell everybody that we appreciate you joining the Prentice Sausage Pig and Air Coach's Corner here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.